Broncos have made some changes to their field, not something they haven't done before, but for the third consecutive year, this according to Adam Schefter, they have proactively installed a brand new field in season at Empower Field at Mile High in the interest of player safety. The team brought in 14 truckloads of Kentucky bluegrass from a turf farm in Colorado and completed the field replacement in just 36 hours ahead of their game against the Falcons on Sunday.
Well, do we know why they've done this 3 years in a row?
In the interest of player safety.
Yeah, I know, but like, is there the climate in Denver? Is it? It doesn't lend itself to grass staying healthy. I guess throughout the winter.
I tried to pull up a little bit more on it, and I'm still seeing the same blurb basically that I just read.
I guess the interesting thing like that you just read, Tiff, was that they brought it in from a grass farm in Colorado. Like. You know what I mean? Like, why are we going to another place in Colorado to bring in grass? I don't know.
Maybe it grows better.
Agronomist, an agronomist, I believe, is a grass expert, and I am. I'm not one of those, so I won't pretend to. I do have a history in playing. Go ahead, Tiff.
I do have something. I'm looking at Twitter, and Chris Hathaway, who is the Broncos director of turf, he said he gets asked a lot why it gets replaced, and then he stressed again the main reason is player safety,
okay.
And it helps us get through a tough time of year to grow bluegrass. So, and also he said his local sod farm freezes that I guess is closer to Denver. So they didn't want to have to wait long and have to go out of state either for replacement sod.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't know if I ever dealt with this situation in the NFL, but I remember distinctly, I've probably told you guys a story before, I played in the BCS National Championship game back when they still played the actual BCS bowl games before the BCS National Championship. Remember, there was not a fifth. There was four BCS bowls and then a national championship game at one of those sites. So they had the Rose Bowl on like January 1st or whatever it is, and then 8 days later we played the national title game. They replaced the grass in between those two games. But I believe, and I don't know, don't quote me on this, I like want to say they brought it in from like Europe or something. You know, like something crazy like that, like loaded it up on an airplane and brought it to the Rose Bowl for this. That's why I had that question. I did not notice a difference in that moment, but again, it was January in California, and the grass was a little bit thicker than you'd want it to be. I don't think they wanted to cut it too low because it was brand new turf, but it is interesting nonetheless. And Bo, you probably have a better idea of how often the Falcons deal with turf issues because you get to put boots on the ground every week and take a look at it. But it's definitely interesting when you hear something like that.
Yeah, we've went on some bad fields. I mean, I think mainly is because when you get in these cold weather areas at the end of the year, it's essentially you're playing on painted dirt.
Oh, done that before, too.
You know, you get to green.
So hard, yeah.
Yeah, you get to Lambeau at the end of the year, and it might look green, but, guys, that's a dirt grass substance that is out there that's painted, and this way they have kind of a turf. You know, Kentucky bluegrass is not a grass that's going to grow in 100-degree weather. So a little bit cooler, a little bit shade, you know, it can survive the shade. It likes about 65, 70, 80 degree weather. They're not getting that in Denver right now. Right now, I think the highs are in the 50s. The only thing I worry about are the seams. And I'm sure that they've after doing this 3 or 4 years in a row and doing it for a living, they'll have the seams pretty well off. But you just want to make sure that's not an issue. But yeah, I mean, I've seen some bad fills before. I love walking on the – that's my thing, dude. I think I've talked about this before. I like walking on the field before games and trying to see. There's some stadiums that they don't really want you on the field, and they kind of have it off where you can't get on it. But, yeah, I like walking on the fields and seeing it. Especially Tampa is a place I've always tried to see it because there are college games played in Tampa during the year. Especially, and sometimes we've played late in the year where there have been bowl games right before.
I feel like I remember distinctly Denver being a field where they've got the sign up that – tells you not to walk on it. I think if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right. I've only been there once.
There's like an, they want you to kind of stay around. I mean, I run the sidelines anyway, but they want you to kind of stay like off the field. There's not a lot of stadiums that have signs specifically like.
Right.
Yeah.
Get off the grass.
But Timmy's right because even if you've got an all access, like I know Tiff has and that I've had at times. They will put up this little chain rope around it and specifically want you off of it because they're trying to protect it or keep you from realizing it's painted dirt. But in
I still walk across dude, the middle. I talked to somebody, just cut across.
I played on painted dirt at the Cotton Bowl 1 year. Like, I think I was a freshman in college, and even with, like, obviously they don't even play football. You're talking about the opposite issue at Tampa. Like, they don't, they play like two games a year at the Cotton Bowl, right? And that was when the Cotton Bowl was still in the Cotton Bowl. And yeah, it was like, we're walking around, and I think like all the white parts of our cleats were completely green when we walked off the field for the first time. And I was like, is that paint?
We played a playoff real quick. I know we got to get, but we played a playoff game in Philly, and I wore, it was in the 2017 divisionals, the year Philly won the Super Bowl. And I remember when I left the field, I had white and green paint on the bottom of my shoes.
Yeah.
Which, so it's just, it's common in these cold weather, and Philadelphia does. To their credit, they do a good job with their turf.
Yeah.
Is this this will be the third game of the season they've played on grass? I'm trying to think how many total, because it's not many. I think there's only like four games this year you'll play on
Philly
grass.
Philly and Tampa. So this is the third game, yeah.
Well, in Carolina.
No, Carolina has turf now.
Does it? What? When did that happen?
Was it 4 years ago?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I feel like it's been a while. Yeah,
wow. I feel like I was
3 or 4 years ago. I remember them doing it and I hated it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The last time it would have been like, it was the NFC Championship game I did there where the field, it was grass.
Yeah, that was
like
15,
they had it had thawed out, and there's always drainage, some problems when it had thawed out and all that kind of stuff. So I think they moved to turf.
I think Washington is your only game left on grass after this one then. Right, I think that's where we're at, because I think all the other ones are dome teams. The Raiders, trying to think, Minnesota.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, this it's just interesting to talk about. They don't ever play on grass, so
that's big issue with the player safeties and stuff. The NFLPA and the NFL.